Among the bishops attending the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is Bishop Gabriel Akwasi-Abab-Yomante, Bishop of Jasikan in Ghana. He spoke to Charles Collins about the synod.
What is the relationship like between the Christians and the Muslims in your diocese?
In my diocese, it is quite peaceful. There are occasions when they are celebrating some of their major feasts. I go and greet them. And we work together on common social issues when it becomes necessary. And this can be applied to the whole country. We enjoy a very good relationship with the Muslim community in Ghana, working on common issues bordering on politics and economics and social. I must say, the National Peace Council, when it was headed by Cardinal Peter Turkson, who is now here as president, the vice president was a Muslim, and my dear Muslim. So in Ghana, well, I must say we enjoy a good relationship with the Muslim community. So it applies in almost every part of the country. You scarcely hear anything going wrong between us and the Muslims, and therefore degenerating into violence. It has not yet happened.
We're here in Rome because of the Synod for New Evangelization.
Yeah.
You're in a diocese which is, as you say, about 10 to 12% Catholic. Mm-hmm. Is this a concept that works in your diocese, new evangelization, or are you still in a primary evangelization?
It is both. Both in the sense that this is an area which was evangelized at the end of the 19th century by German missionaries, the SVDs. And then when after the First World War they had to leave, was taken over by missionaries of the Society of African Missions and entrusted to the Dutch province. So Catholicism, and for that matter Christianity, especially the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, has long been there. So there are some who are in their maybe eighth generation of being Christians, and for that matter being Catholics. At the same time, there are large communities whose members are not yet evangelized. In other words, they still practice the African or Ghanaian traditional religion. Not that they don't like Christianity, but it is just a question that we haven't gone that far into bringing everybody in. Neither our church nor the other churches. And for that matter, this new evangelization goes both ways. First, we have to deepen and strengthen the faith of the Catholics, because there is this perception or impression that even though the faith has been around for over 100 years, its roots are not deep enough in the life of the Catholics, generally speaking. Although you may find individuals and groups who are very ardent in their faith, deeply committed, deeply convinced of what they believe, and are practicing, and therefore are an inspiration and a kind of magnet for their fellow Catholics. But generally speaking, the roots of the faith have not sunk enough. In this way, the new evangelization applies to them in terms of, quote and unquote, re-evangelizing them, making them more committed to their faith, making them to understand the faith better, and therefore understanding the responsibilities that the faith requires of them. But even beyond this, making them evangelizers to other people. Not so much by word, but by deed. So in this way, the new evangelization applies to them, which I would say evangelization from within. Because one has to have something in order to give something out. So if they are not deeply rooted in the faith, what are they going to communicate? And as I said, not by mere words, but by what? Deeds. Example. Edifying. Uplifting examples. Then, from within to outside. Who are those outside? First of all, we must think about those who belong to the church but have either lapsed because of one or the other impediment within the church. Generally speaking, impediments concerning marriage. They have attempted marriage in the church. It failed. And because of the rule that they cannot remarry and at the same time approach the Eucharist, some of them have fallen away. Are they hurt? Are they not hurt? It cannot be said in uncertain terms because these are people, generally speaking, who have not yet learned how to articulate their faith in terms of speech. The feeling may be there, but how to articulate it is not there. So we cannot take for granted that they are not hurt. And usually they find their way out when they want to express this hurt. Then they go to join other churches or sets where they think it is easier for them after remarrying to enjoy all the benefits of a Christian community. There are also others who out of, you cannot put a finger on anything, but they have just become lapsed for no apparent reason. And I don't want to say out of laziness. Well, these people also need to be brought in because they are already baptized. Particularly those who are young adults and some who are in their middle ages, they need to be brought in. So I would consider these people to be somehow outside the church. And then there are people who, as I've said already, are not baptized at all. And they are not committed to any formal religion like Christianity or Islam, but are committed to some extent to the traditional religious practices. And even there, some of them are not in there either. Some of them are just in the world, in the community. They don't care what is happening to them as far as religious life is concerned, unless something traumatic happens to them. Then as a way, as a means of finding a solution or coming to terms to this traumatic experience, they may approach one or the other traditional shrine to ask why this thing happened to them. All this, and perhaps many more people of this class need to be brought into the church. And therefore, re-evangelization or new evangelization, what in Latin term we may call ad extra, equally applies. So for me, and for that matter, for the church in Ghana, probably for the whole of the continent of Africa, new evangelization is timely and very relevant, especially given the so many, so to say, forces, some of them coming from Europe here, secularization, consumerism, and others of religious nature, which, I must say, are rising against the church. and against the Christian faith. So, well, this is a timely event. This is an opportune event and very relevant to the Catholic faith on the continent of Africa. And I'm grateful to God that the Bishops' Conference, the Catholic Bishops of Conference in Ghana, elected me to come and represent them here.